anymore, but yeah, we're supposed to work again.
Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
This is Alma Herrera. I'm for R&R Construction.
Oh, hi, Alma. How are you?
Hello. I'm okay. I feel a little tired, but I'm okay. I was actually in class and my phone went off. I thought I swore, and I don't know if it's just me seeing things because I want it to be happening already, but I could have sworn I got an email from y'all saying that the webpage was ready.
The webpage.
Because
I've
seen my name, because I've seen my email saying that if I can go and make tweaks, like tweak it a little bit so it's going to see what we want to change and don't change. But then I go, and the only thing that I find is the one to do the document. We're doing that tonight, and he's getting my paperwork in the morning.
Oh, okay. So basically, the one that we sent you is a preview. So you cannot actually make edits to it at the moment because it's still not published or not yet live.
Which one?
Yes, the one that we sent you, the link where it says your website is ready.
They're supposed to do it to where I can look at it, and if I wanted to change anything, we can change it way before we publish it.
Yes.
Because I don't want to confuse the customers either, because, I don't want to put something public now, and then I find changes that I want to put, or when my dad finally looks at it, there's changes he wants to put. So, yeah, Yeah, because I can't find it now on my emails for some reason.
Don't worry. Let me text it to you. So, again, this is a preview link. This will allow you to check the website that they have created. Now, any changes to be done at the moment needs to be done by our website team because this one is not yet published.
Go ahead.
Yes, once it's published, that is the time you can actually log in and then make edits to it. But at the moment, you can only review it. And then any changes, let us know. I can, schedule you a collaboration call with our team.
Okay, yeah, because there was the other way around, talking about that just to go look at it before they published it so we didn't have to confuse the clients and anything like that. Cause if the clients, too, they're going to see that we're changing our website. I mean, a couple times here and there, good. Because they see, they're upgrading, they're updating, and this and that. But when you, to me as a client, and I see somebody's page just keep on going up and changing every little while, it just makes it I don't know.
yes, totally understandable. Don't worry, I went ahead and texted you the link. Kindly review that one. And then if you have changes, we can schedule the call with the website team tomorrow.
Because I want to look at it because he's not looking until I get done with it. He's like, I told him, I said, I got it. But he's not looking at it until I get done. Okay, so where is it? Because what I'm seeing is the same. The link you sent me, I just clicked on it, and it's the same page. It's the same website page right now, and I just because I clicked on it. It's the one he already has. There's nothing changed on it. I don't know. It keeps on taking me to the old one. All it's showing me is that they did put my email correct. The phone goes to y'all. The texts go to my number, my actual number. That's all it's showing me, and it's showing me his old webpage. It's not showing me nothing else.
Let's check here.
Yeah, I found their link. They texted me their link, and I thought they emailed it. I thought they emailed it, but it was a text. I'm looking even on the link that they sent me. There's nothing different. Everything's the same.
So let me check on that one.
It looks same. I was all excited. Yeah, because the logo on the page now, I'm the one that put it in there. I'm the one that had to change my number, but I don't know.
Okay. Would you like me to schedule you a call tomorrow with the website team?
Yeah, because for some reason can you click on it and see where it takes you?
Yes.
Because I don't want it to be okay. If it's just me, that that's okay. We'll fix it. I can ask you what I need to do to fix it, but I don't know.
Hey, we really wanted to make sure that the website is really on your liking. And yes, if you feel like it's not within your liking, no problem. We can go ahead and have it changed. Let me check your available schedule.
Yeah, there's mm-hmm. nothing. But if the link that they sent me and then the link you sent me, it's the same link because I'm comparing them. But when I go to go look at and click on it, there's nothing. It's the same thing. It's the same website. Mm-hmm. Nothing's changed from it. I don't know. If you can click on it, look and tell me, I don't see nothing to change.
Yeah, it's actually the same. Let me check here what the edits they actually made. Design. Don't worry. Let me arrange a call for you tomorrow. Yeah, it's very important that this gets done.
If this is what they're thinking, and all they did was add my email, and I mean, I'm getting the desktop version, but they just really put fast replacement. They just really added, okay, reliable, consistency, customer satisfaction, and something. The words, they just made them bigger and plain. Like, and it doesn't even match the logo. I don't like it at all.
I'm so sorry, but don't worry.
I was so excited, too, and I'm like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Anytime
tomorrow. I always have my phone. Yeah, I always have my phone on me.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and make sure to schedule you in the earliest possible time. Let me do 8 a.m. our end, and then I think that's about, let's see, I think it's your 2 hours ahead of us.
California, yes.
Okay. That would be 10 a.m. your time.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I hear my phone all the time anyway. But, like, did you try to click on it and look at it?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm actually looking at it now.
And it's the same thing, right?
Yes.
Very well known.
So that's what gets me. That's what gets me. Like, they're telling me, okay, we did the updates. What updates? That we finished the web page, and it's like, because they're exact words to me, hi, Art, we've completed the web page redesign as requested, and there's nothing like, like, this is still hitting the same thing. They just added the logo. They made his letters big, but his letters are still, like I said, with the logo, they were plain. These are just plain. The whole website's just plain.
It's the same as the old one. Sorry,
yeah,
I bought that one out.
Like, it's good. It's not, like, the pictures and everything are good on it and everything. I like that they put his name bigger and general contractor, but see, like, we're supposed to be incorporating his logo, which I had to put it in because they weren't putting it in there. Reliable consistency is good and stuff like that, but, like, there's not, his QR code's not in there. My QR code's not in there, and, like, it's not hitting that young part because, like I said, I've talked to some of your employees that have answered their phones.
Mm-hmm.
They're young. They're in their 20s and early 30s, and they're like, oh, yeah, we bought my house when I was in my early 20s. They're growing up a lot faster nowadays. So that's when my thing is I want something that more expands, more looks, and that it catches the young people's eye also.
Okay, don't worry. I'll make sure to.
Yeah.
We will receive an email to confirm with you the schedule has been plotted, and then I'll put notes here in the account so that they know actually the edits that you're concerned about the website, okay?
Thank you, love. I really do appreciate it. I'm sorry. It's just that they told me to be honest, and I'm very outspoken. I will tell them.
No. Please don't be sorry. I know you wanted the best as well for the company, so I totally understand. Don't worry. We'll make sure that everything is well done according to your liking. So tomorrow when you go ahead and have the call, they would actually exactly know what you really wanted on the website. So Mm-hmm. We wanted to go ahead and build that one for
also, yeah, because I see also in the email that they sent me for the business cards, let me try to go back. They're still putting in the old email, and I emailed them. I don't know if you can check, please, to make sure I did send them. They did receive the email to where I had sent them an email that has the phone number, had my email, the email account is 7985. I put that in there. The address, as my address is going to be the same as his. I just wanted to make sure, like, if they actually received it, because last time they said that they didn't receive nothing. I had to send it to them, like, 4 different times.
I do see here there's a business card request yesterday. Alma Herrera. There's a correct email. Phone number as well, 708-879-6768.
They're still sending it to my old email. Because the email about the business card went to my old email. I was like, okay. And they're like, well, put anything, because they didn't have the phone number. So I put in, I sent them the number, I sent them the new email and everything, and they're still sending everything to the old one.
To the old one? Oh, that's strange.
The one that's 8579, they're sending it to that one, not the 7985.
I do see here that everything has been updated. I will go ahead and ask our team to resync your account just to make sure that you know, the latest update is actually synced. But, yeah, on the internally on the back office, the one that's showing is Alma H. Ramos 7985.
And it's on the email. That's what was weird to me because it's on the email. It's on everything, but I'm still getting the email sent to my other account.
The other one. Okay. Oh, cool. Don't worry. I'll have this one resynced by our team just to make sure that you get the emails to the new one. All right?
Okay. All right, love. They haven't, since the web page is all, well, I mean, they thought it was done, but so that is, do you think that the business cards are ready? They just got my information.
No. Yeah, not yet. But don't worry. I'll keep on monitoring this one to check.
Yeah, I was so excited. I even called my dad, and I was like, Dad. I was so excited. But thank you, love. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get on his. He's cleaning up now, so he'll be home around 7 and 8. I'm going to go ahead and finish helping him fill out the application and stuff because it does ask for his social and things like that. So, and then he's going to screenshot me the picture of the insurance and the license.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah. So we will have it tomorrow.
We will be talking again. Yes. I'll talk to you again tomorrow, okay? Because I'll be making follow-ups and depending on it. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, you're welcome, Alma. Have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.